Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak, with Ilan Azulay, only on LA Talk Radio.
Shalom, happy Sunday. In between the drops, where the glaciers melted, flooding our doorstep, our footsteps dance. In between the words that need warmth uttering, giving life to our intentions, our shadows brightens. In between our breath that caresses our inhales, reliving joy after the silence of noise, seeing you through clear eyes, clear heart. And without why or how, we move closer, nearer. And the obstacles on the way are being removed with the move of your hand, kindly illuminating the way in a way that we've learned to embrace, and will arrive. Or have we already? The light through the blinds is caressing our faces as one, hugging close, and the kiss is a breath away. Welcome.
שאת פותחת רוח מתוקה מנשבת, יש לי להגיד לך ויש לי לספר ויש לי מדורה שתחמם לך את הלב. את תבואי לאסוף אותי ממש בלב העיר, עוד מסוים מלחייך, והרבה הרבה גברים נועצים בך מבט, אבל אותי זה רק מרגיע. אני יודע שבסוף את תפקיע ויהיה עצוב, כן, ויהיה שמח. מכל הקנקנים שאת רותחת חתיקה מנשבת, תכף אנגן לך ותכף אזמר ואתגנב לאט כמו חתול עד שאגיע. את תמשיכי לאהוב אותי ממש בלב היד, שחוד ממה סביב סביב לך, והרבה זאבים נועצים בך מבט, אבל אותי זה לא מרתיע. אני מפחיד אותה, אני יודע שלא תברחי ויהיה עצוב,
יהיה שמח. It is. Nathan Cohen, Sweet Winds. Hello, welcome, shalom. Welcome to Abracadabra, Create What You Speak. I'm Ilan Azulay, I'm your host. I'm a spiritual coach, a sound therapist for you who are ready to reclaim your power. And we are here every day as a reminder that we are here to find and to remember, and to remember that which we came from, to remember the light that we are, to remember the joy that is part of each one of us. And every single day and time and moment, we have a choice. I'm here with a wonderful Avital Kazanov. Hello, Avital.
Hi.
Hi, come a little closer.
How are you, everyone?
Start loving the mic. Yes, and we're going to have a great show. Avital is here. She's we had a great last show that we've been on, and we had also a great Friday Shabbat dinner. And Avital is you're a real estate agent. I know that, but really, what got me in what you do is that you're the director of Birthright all over US, and LA is leading organizer of events and Jewish community for professionals, right? Like, yeah. Singles event and we had a great Friday. We had a Shabbat dinner where Avital invited me. So welcome, Avital.
Thank you for having me today. It's great. You know, every day is a blessing share the light of living and the light of inspiring people.
So tell me, where were you born?
I was born in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And all my life I grew up in Ukraine in a Jewish environment. A lot of people saying, wow, Jewish environment, Ukraine, sounds like unreal. It is real.
Well, especially because of what happened, so many Jews left the area. So when did you come here to
yeah,
LA?
Yeah, I moved here in 2010, 9 years ago.
From Ukraine?
Yeah.
From Ukraine. Yeah. And what got you to a place of being in service and to the director of recruitment in Taglit? My daughter did Taglit, so and the director of this great initiative.
You know, it's interesting because all my life I've been involved with the Jewish community, and I think the Jewish education kind of got me into helping and serving people. And when I moved here, my idea was to get involved.
Yeah.
So I was searching for my path of where to get involved, who to get involved with, and I started with Chabad, started helping Chabad in the area, and then the journey brought me from building a first Russian Jewish camp for kids 8 to 14, the overnight camp, to running the Masai Israel Journey organization on the West Coast, and helping young professionals to go in a longer term programs, uh-huh, from 6.5 months to a year. And then Taglit came
happened
from there.
Yeah. So working with 8-year-old kids, I mean, that's were you directly with the kids that were there?
Yes, I was doing all the recruitment. I was a camp mom.
So you also had to be a psychologist for the kids.
Yeah.
Or for the parents.
You can say that too, for parents for sure. And you know, it was an interesting journey.
And you don't have kids, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Yeah,
it's in the making. Practicing it as somebody else.
And so what do you want to talk about?
I would love to talk about love.
You want to talk about love? All right, let's talk about love. Isn't love what we talk about all the time?
Right.
Right? Yeah. Wow. How do you feel love?
I feel it everywhere. From everything around yourself, from trees, birds, you know, everybody who you see, and you can share it with your eyes.
Yeah, you know, and The eyes is really the entrance to the soul, you know. I want to start with, kind of we started, but I want to start with an utterance that we do every day in the program. Arini mekabel al atzmi et mitzvat aseh shel ve'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. I hereby accept to myself the due commandment or the utterance of love your neighbor, your friend, your gardener, your person, the person that is across the hall, in the same way that you express love to yourself. And, you know, it is, we talked about in the Friday event, we'll talk about that event as well, but we talked about the Friday event and I start talking about the three parts that are in this sentence. You know, there is the love, there is your friend or the one opposite of you, and then there is you in that sentence. Focus, first of all, is on you. Focus, first of all, is on you. Is to come to a place where we are. You know, to say happy about where we are sounds almost like a cliche. Because happy, it's like a word, like this word that encompasses so many states of happiness. So many different modes of happiness, but it is really a place of feeling that joy, that expansion, both physically and spiritually. And what the most perfect way to experience that is always when we are, well, not always, but for the most part, to remind us when we are in front of somebody. Because when we are in front of somebody, we see ourselves. We see ourselves. We are almost, we're like mirrors. And so we are invested in the other person. We see ourselves. The other person reflects us to us. But then when we are in a place of self-love, in a place that we accept how we are, who we are, at least at this moment in time, without the fear of being judged, without the fear of, oh, what will happen if I say this and this? I'll probably be looked at in a certain way. When we are in that place of acceptance and love and reached our place of expression, potential, taking our place from a potential to a bloomed flower, to a bloomed tree, you know, when we take this place, then we can give. We have the bank to give from. We have a credit supply that we can disburse. And it comes from an authentic place because that bank is built and anchored in us, in really where we can come and be strong from. And recognize that. And it is when we are judging ourselves that we are retracting back into this place of confinement, into this structure, into this frame, and slowly this frame can close and close and close and close until we're that little dot. And so when we are in this place, we can express love to another person. You know, in Hebrew, you know the sentence in Hebrew, right?
Yeah.
But technically it should be, if it is love your person, love the other person like yourself, it should be et.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Ve'ahavta et re'acha kamocha. But it says ve'ahavta le re'acha. Almost it's like by the side. It's like to. And give love to your. So there is a... And it is really makes sense the way that it's being looked at, or for me at least, is being looked at, is to wish for the other person the best that you wish for yourself. I mean, that's easy,
right?
Do you have somebody that let's say you got upset with, and or you know something business? I don't know, you know. And then do you have a time where you said, you know what, I wish the best for you, but really to come from a place of I wish the best for you, but stay there.
That's what I feel a lot of our mentors, teachers teach us until you will let it go and feel that you are sending love to that person.
Let what go?
Your feelings, like when you're hurt or, you know, a certain situation, until you let it go and send a lot of love, there's no space for more love from other people.
Yeah, because it's only about, it's about you, so there's no place for others. You know, that's a great point. There is a verse, I think it's in the Gemara, where it talks about, in chapters of our sages, where it talks about, ועמדו צפופים וישתחוו רווחים. Meaning, at the time of the temple, when they went to the temple, they would stand, there were so many people that there was no space. And so they would stand shoulder to shoulder, like sardines in a box, right? Mm-hmm. But when they had to bow, and they had to bow, suddenly the space shifted, allowed everybody to bow. And the way for us is that when we are all about us, that there is no space for others. Right. But when we are bowing for the other, then there is all the space for us to do. It's kind
it's
of like
a glass.
Yeah.
With water, and you can put stones there, and you can add water there, and there is still space. But then at a certain point, until we need to unload certain stuff, certain baggages, past, and then we can let the now and future in.
But now is already went, right? Now already right. went. Oh, wow. This is... I wanted to... this is a great... This was a great start that you brought up. Yeah, that's good. You know, so here's the thing. Here's the thing that happened this week. Okay, and this is kind of global, but yet it's personal, right? And I don't want to talk about the political aspect of it. The rainforest, right? The rainforest is engulfing in fire. 17 days, I think, already. I don't know if for some reason it just sits in my in me, just like it's like almost the last straw that. Of like, what else did we not ruin on this magnificent planet?
Right.
And then we sit here and we talk about, you know, we talk about love and we talk about how do we see the other and we talk about how do we... And on the other side of the world, there is havoc. There is... And we don't have to go to the other side of the world. We have... You know, we have here. You go down the highway, and you see people that don't have homes.
Right.
You know. I don't like. What do you think about the term homeless? Or, yeah. I mean, is that because it seems like people define people by
right. this one homeless or not? I agree.
Or you are a banker. Oh, you are a banker. You are no creative. You have nothing in your brain except for numbers and da da da.
Right. It's a definition for sure, and unfortunately, that's how people are. That's how the society is. We look to something, and then we assume.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know the stories of these people, right?
Yeah, we don't. I don't know the story of the person.
Right.
Did you meet somebody that was that turned out to be different than what you may have assumed him to be or her to be?
Yeah.
What was that?
Was meeting few people, which, you know...
That you automatically kind of thought
you
that
they were... You automatically get the assumption from whatever phrase they say or how they say things. And
no, but did you looked at the person and said, oh, he's probably this or that, or, oh, wow, how is this? Like, oh, I don't want to... And then you found yourself...
Yeah, I had a situation like this where, you know...
How do you feel when you... when you discover that you actually...
And I've been in a situation where a friend of mine, who is right now the closest friend of mine for many, many years, that was her assumption when she saw me.
Oh, yeah? What's...
Yeah.
what
it's a
happened?
Funny story. We were taking classes for before to go on an Israel trip together. And, you know, one of those people who always sits in the first row and love to talk, right? So everybody knows me. So as usual, I sat in the first row. I didn't know anyone. And I sat with the girls who were there. And I always like to dress bright.
Mm-hmm.
So I sat in the first row in this red skirt and whatever color was my shirt. And that girl, who is right now a close friend of mine, she was sitting like a couple rows back. She's a very quiet girl. She's not that loud, not that girl who sits on the first row. She saw me, and she saw me with other girls who were like more proactive too. And she looked at us and thought, oh, it's one of these girls who... She's always likes attention and, you know, thinks a lot about herself.
Mm-hmm.
So she never started talking to me. Later on, she was talking to me. Then we went on an Israel trip. We were living together in one room.
Yeah, there you go.
With her and another girl.
Uh-huh.
And she got sick.
Uh-huh.
And of course, what I do, I'm like a Jewish mom. I opened my bag of medications and I said, I have this Russian medication. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. If not Russian, I have the Israeli one. Yeah. Everything is in the bag.
You will walk. You will walk again.
She was so shocked. She got the medication. She started feeling better. And after that, everything clicked. And she's like, oh, my God, she has such a big heart. She's a really nice person. And I had this assumption because she was in a red skirt. And she looked like somebody who thinks a lot about herself. She's a totally different person. And it's funny because, like, when people ask her about the story, how we met, she starts telling everybody about this assumption of thinking about me totally different thing than who I am. And we became the closest friend for the last 8 years. That's one of my closest friends. And
these situations, many times, it's where you actually have the best friend. Where in the beginning you start with a rejection, right? Oh, because we make stories, right?
Yeah.
This is a reminder. Everything that we see, it's only in our head.
But how interesting it is, right? Because somebody might see us totally different than who we are. And sometimes it shows us, like you said about the mirror, it shows us the mirror of... We need to look to ourselves on a different angle from other people's side and see what we need to work on.
That's
and
right.
What made that person to think that way? Right?
That's right. It is to find the connections.
Right.
It is to find the connections.
Right.
What you know, and what many times holds people from mapping these experiences is the attachment to is making it. Emotional and right. Going into an emotional place or going to anger,
right?
You know, going to anger, and it says, now look, we're all human, but going into anger is and going into the emotion is not going to produce a good decision making for the best of the
100%,
right? For the best of the situation. Assuming and finding another person and then discovering that the other person is completely different. There was a billboard in LA, I think, that there was a billboard of a tattooed black man, and then he said, don't assume something, and then he had a doctor's a cloak on him, right? And it is, they took the most stereotypical what people are how do you say classifying by or racizing by, if you will, I don't know, there's not such a word, but whatever, and they put it on the billboard, and then they said, you know, this person can actually save your life. But you know, beyond that, beyond the just the physical appearance of somebody or how somebody may appear, it is a complete reminder, and I don't think that we're aware of that. I don't know, but that as on a soul level, on what we're made out of where we come from,
right?
We are all from the same place. We are all from the same box, right? I know you from that box. Yeah, that was
special box.
Yeah, it was a good box. It was a good box, and so yeah, it was. Anyway, how was Friday? Friday. So Friday we had an event. You did an event, Avital, in her capacity and in what she does is bringing young people together and just to bring people. You did an event, and yeah, you want to share about that and how often you do that? I will do that.
Yeah, I'm doing it once a month, and this Friday, 2 days ago, I decided last minute, like a week ago, I decided to host a Shabbat dinner, and Ilan was a speaker there, so it was a very spiritual and mindfulness evening.
Well, it's not because of me. It's because the energy that everybody brought together.
The energy was incredible. And interesting enough, in the middle of the day, when I was cooking, I'm getting a call from an Israeli guy telling me that he saw that there is a Shabbat happening, and he would love to come for Shabbat dinner. And he saw that I posted that I'm cooking. And he's like, I saw this words, I am. There wasn't words, we are.
Oh.
He called and said, I'm a professional chef. Do you want some help? And I said, for sure. You know, if you can come and help me out, that will be a blessing. So he said, no worries, I'll come. I'm like, okay, let me know when. He texts me and says, in 20 minutes, I will be at your house.
Wow.
I'll come and cook with you.
That's great.
So the whole... It's 5 hours before Shabbat. We were cooking together and creating an unbelievable atmosphere and unbelievable experience.
Oh, wow.
Sharing something special. Then other people started coming and started asking me what else to do. And we started creating more things. Mm. And then people start messaging me last minute, asking if there is still spaces to come, that they want to come. So we started expanding and putting more tables, chairs. Sure. And
it was great. It was
an
really
amazing
experience
of like 29 people getting together.
Yeah, it was really wonderful. Wonderful. You've done a wonderful, wonderful thing. And it's also because you bring hearts together. You bring people together.
Right.
You're talking about love. I mean, you know, this is how we are expressing, how you are expressing love to others and bringing. And so this is great. But, you know, has nothing to do with this. It's a whole something. We're talking about love. Now let's talk in a relationship. In a relationship, we also assume many things. Right?
For sure.
Right? We assume many things about, many times it's how the other person is going to respond.
Right.
Right? You know how that goes.
For sure. I do. That's life, right? That's how it all goes.
Well, you know, I mean, the hope is not to, at least for me, is not to cultivate that of assuming what the other person is doing or how the other person may respond, right? But many times in and I heard this sentence and a long time ago, and it was in a time where I really needed to look at that. And it's always a reminder. And the sentence was, how many times do we sacrifice our truth for love or peace?
Many times.
Yeah, sacrifice our truth. So what are we saying, actually? That that we are sacrificing our authenticity, our discovery of self, and why don't we, and why do we sacrifice? I mean, if sacrifice is always when you don't want to give. Think about it, right?
Right.
I'm going to sacrifice something at the altar. Usually you sacrifice something that you really, you know, and you're giving it away, right?
Right.
And you're giving it away. But they're in a relationship, right? As far as at least, and seeing one another as they are. The word sacrifice sounds like you have to force yourself to give. And I don't see it like that. I see the... So that's why I would probably change that word. Because sacrifice is giving something you don't want. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, or it makes sense.
Instead of giving.
Right, sharing.
Sharing, yeah. Well, yeah, I guess. Sharing is good. Sacrifice, I don't know. But many times we are, and I understand maybe now as we're speaking why the word sacrifice, because we don't want to keep it in a certain place. We want to speak our truth, but we are sacrificing the speaking for truth in order to preserve a certain situation.
Yes, 100% correct.
Right?
I've been in that situation.
Yeah.
Where,
I know.
You know, you're doing certain things because of the partner, but in the end of the day, that's not who you are.
Yeah.
That's not what you want to do and how you want to share love with the world, with other people.
Mm.
And you just understand that you're moving forward and finding the right partner who appreciate and feel that what you're given is the same important for him as what's important for you.
Mm.
So you're becoming yourself.
Yeah, through with the other in front of me, right?
Right.
The other in front of us. Yeah. So recognizing that this is, you know, our truth, and the truth can have many... You know, I'm saying the word truth, but it encompasses a lot of us, a lot of aspects of us, whether it is what we want to do, or how do we want to live, who do we want to live with, do we want to live with, all these, how do we want to go about something, how do we manifest our gifts. So that is our truth. And then if there is somebody that comes that, let's say, being part of yourself or expressing part of yourself will cause the other person to judge you.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, this goes back into the portion that we had this week that we spoke yesterday about the remembering.
Mm-hmm.
The remembering where we come from.
Right.
To remember our struggles.
And where are we going?
And where are we going, right? Yeah. This is your way.
Thank you.
I wanted to sing with Matty Caspi. I guess this is my chance. Oh, I was just getting ready to sing and he stopped. All right. All right. So, Matty Caspi, Od Tir'i Et HaDerech, and wait, and yeah, it says, actually, the song says, you shall see your way. You still shall see. It is your way. It is your struggles. It is the things that you're going to go through. And you shall see your way. You know, it's, this is also what we talked on Friday.
Right? You there, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, we talked on Friday, when we come to a place where it becomes almost like a plateau, like we're coming to a like a plateau phase, you know, we rise, or we come to a certain place, or we are in a certain situation, and we forget, you know, and this is the whole thing, right, of remembering. This really this week, the memory, remembering ourselves, and it started. Well, it started, but it manifests between us, at least the connection that we have, and we start talking about this. It started with, was it 2-3 weeks ago? You brought me that plaque thing, which is also was a reflection of you, too. But it's a reflection for me, too.
Right.
But you see, we brought together, and this is the thing when we meet people, when we talk about what does it mean that the other person is, you see yourself through the other person. Right? Mm-hmm. This is the thing that happened with this plaque. Avital brought me a plaque that says "Follow Your Heart," and there was a whole story behind that for me, and there was a whole story behind that for Avital. And it started there when we meet somebody, we are attracting the same energies, right? Similar energies, for sure. Right?
100%.
Right, and we're attracting. I'm all the time raising your mic because you're so all the time getting far away. So after,
closer. There you go. Loving the mic.
There you go. All right, and it's fascinating because this is how how, you know, when we meet somebody, it is the person is a reflection. Suddenly they say something.
Right.
They say something to you, at you, right? And it hits home, and yet it is true with the other person.
Totally true, you know.
Right?
And you meet certain people and you just feel that it's clicked, like you know these people for years.
Yeah, right. So what clicked you, for example, maybe in the relation to our meeting for that plaque, what came to you, or how does it affect in your life? Where is your heart leading you to?
You know, I kind of start seeing different signs all over of understanding and feeling my heart. You know, I started getting that message from different places of, okay, you need to pay attention to what you want, what you feel, what's important for you. And when you start doing that, you start seeing, you know, attracting different people. Like on Friday,
was a
totally different group of people that always come for Shabbat. Just few people who already have been on few Shabbats before, but then everybody else just came somehow. It showed up on their feed, and the right people with the right vibe, we attract.
Yeah.
So it's a very interesting process when, for example, I got divorced.
Yeah.
And my whole circle of people changed. Mm-hmm. And I started attracting totally different people because my energy changed and my vision changed of who I am and who I want to be.
Do you feel like it was contracted more closing on you after the divorce?
It was...
Like your vision about yourself, your self-belief, your self...
Yeah. I opened up.
You opened up. Or did you initially close before opening?
I was closed. I would say that I was playing... I was playing a role.
You would what?
I was playing a role.
Yeah, well, okay. So,
you know, so I wasn't...
Were you conscious about it? Were you conscious that you were playing a role, or did you automatically retract to your...
Yeah, I was automatically of kind of, you know, living the life and thinking, oh, things will be better, and, you know, the way who I am, and, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
And as soon as I told myself that that's not okay, and I overcome the blocks, whatever I had, and all the doors opened. And
how long did it take you, or what had to happen for you to snap out of that mode?
There was few people who kind of helped me in my role in my path. Two mentors. One of them was a friend of mine who does Theta healing.
Mm-hmm.
So she works with subconscious mind and helping you to unload the blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And at certain time, we did a session with her, and she told me that we won't be doing any sessions until I'll sit down with myself and understand who I am and where I want to go. I can tell you that for 1 year, I couldn't sit down with myself.
And it happened after 1 year?
Yeah. And then another friend of mine who became my friend, who was a great mentor for me for another year, she started teaching me about meditation and self-focus. And I started doing that. And I'm like a sponge who like learn everything, whatever gets put in on my plate and bring it to me. She started telling me the techniques and I started doing things. And at that moment, I started being more conscious and aware of who I am and where I want to go. And then I started attracting things in life.
Yeah.
And when I started attracting things, was me returning back to my other friend from with Theta Healing and start doing, unloading my blocks and fears of, for example, being alone.
Mm-hmm. You mean living alone
alone, and then fears of being responsible for yourself.
Mm.
of knowing that you are who you are and you can take care of your stuff by yourself. You don't need anybody around you. Mm-hmm. You don't need to rely on anyone. Mm-hmm. And when I unloaded these blocks, the world opened and I was able to pronounce these words that we're going different directions and that's okay. And I feel good about it. And there is nothing to be scared about.
Mm.
You know, it's just a process where you learn. And when you learn certain things, you understand that it's a person got sent to you for you to share who you are and give him a gift of who you are so he can learn something and become better. And then he was sent for me to understand who I am and for me to start appreciating everything I have, who I am, and who I want to have next to me on a totally different level. And when you do that, you start feeling like some people get in this suffer mode after they get in divorce or during this process.
Especially if they're Jewish.
If they're Jewish, for sure. Jewish way, right? To complain and suffer. Like we did in the desert for many years.
Listen, you know.
And for me, it was like people were, you know, when people heard that I got divorced, for them, it was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, I don't want to hear this word. There is nothing to be sorry in this life. It's a blessing. I had a period of time of learning certain lessons with this partner. Great. Thank you to him. I hope he appreciates whatever I gave to him for all these years. And right now is the next step on your new journey. And when you start feeling and expressing your feelings different, it's like people saw on my pictures without even talking to me and knowing what's happening in my life how happy I am. People from all over the world were calling and messaging and asking what's happening. You know, you look so happy and so bright, like we feel your energy from miles away.
Calm down, be depressed. Yes, as us. Yes. don't be happy, be depressed.
You know, so it's an interesting process of just, you know, when you start sharing love at that moment, it was a moment of start finally learning of who you are and understanding of where you want to go. And it's all about self-love first.
Yeah, that's right.
And I thought all my life that I'm a crazy loving person and I'm a giving person. And when I got divorced, I understood that that's not what it is. And that's what we always learn during our life of like, learning from our parents, friends, and society around us. And at a certain point, you understand that that's not the way how we're supposed to love ourselves. That self-love is the main thing before you can
give
right. And feel love and accept love. And then I start working myself, and that's what brought me to a self-love.
Yeah.
And then writing poems, channeling,
wonderful.
And other stuff. So it's a journey. And, you know, I wish everyone to start first with yourself and then start working on everything else in your life.
Exactly.
Relationship and work.
But, you know, I mean, we always work on ourselves.
100%.
So people will ask, and people asked, well, I mean, what does that mean, that I have to wait until I am to start helping? Because by the time we're, you know, you can't, because
right.
part of the work is to, you get to a certain space, step, you are mingling, if you will, or you are connecting right. with the people that are on that level, and you are you're working through what you're working through together with other people, and then you can go up. We always, you know, we can't come to a complete state first.
The most important is to be aware.
Aware.
Where you are and how you feel. That if you're playing this role, and how uncomfortable it might be, don't be afraid to do this step to get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
to open your doors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wonderful. Wonderful.
And said. That's what we will be doing at the retreat. Do you want to share?
Yes, we have. We are doing a retreat on September 20th, 21st, 22nd.
Yeah.
It's called Spark Your Light. And I will put we'll have the link on Avital's website, and yes. It's going to be 3 days of 3 days of mindfulness, really, and healing, and there'll be sound therapy, and there will be yoga, mandalas. And there will be mandala's creation.
And mandala's creation will be all about opening your doors,
oh, yeah.
Opening your heart, and opening your doors to where you want to go in life.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful. And so we're going to leave you with that. It is, think about how many times you sacrificed your truth for peace or love and don't have enough time for yourself, don't have enough time to find the love within yourself. I know I didn't give today the phone number. But if you were watching on Facebook and you're watching, then you can comment there. Thank you for being here, Avital. It
thank
is
you
lovely to it have you.
A blessing.
Thank you. Shavua Tov. Make it a great week. Ve'afta l'recha kamocha. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Abracadabra. Create what you speak with Ilan Azulay. Only on LA Talk Radio.